From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm David Childs. After more than 5 months, prosecutors have decided who to charge in Salt Lake City's June No Kings shooting. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill is charging safety team volunteer Matthew Alder with manslaughter. That's a second-degree felony. He fatally shot innocent bystander Afa Alu at the march. Alder told police he was shooting at Arturo Gamboa. Alder thought he was going to commit a mass shooting. Gill said this was a complicated case because of Utah's open carry and self-defense laws.
While you may have a right to use lethal force, that doesn't mean that that lethal force can be used in a reckless manner.
Gill said Alder's shot into the crowd was reckless. Gill's office will not charge Gamboa. In a separate news conference, Afa's widow, Laura Alu, said she was grateful for what she called a moral and just decision.
I wish so badly that losing my husband, Afa, who was an incredible father, advocate, creative, and champion for others, didn't have to happen unnecessarily to raise awareness of this issue.
Both Gill and Laura Alu said there should be changes to prevent future tragedies like this one. Martha Harris, KUER News.
Governor Spencer Cox released his proposed $30.7 billion budget today. One of his top priorities? Homelessness. KUER's Hugo Ricard Bell has more.
Cox wants to dedicate a hefty one-time payment towards his plan to reduce homelessness, including a massive campus proposed for the northern part of Salt Lake City.
I'm recommending $25 million for capital improvements as we work to build this new campus, as well as $20 million in ongoing operational support to alleviate homelessness.
But that $25 million would only cover about a third of the expected cost of the campus. And whilst Cox says he expects local governments and the private sector to shoulder some of the burden, he has his eye on a larger piggy bank in Washington.
This is the perfect project for the federal government to get involved, that it can be a model for the nation. And so we're hopeful and anticipating that there will be some federal funding to help us there.
Right now, the governor's budget is only a proposal, and the legislature will have the final say during the upcoming session. Hugh Ricard Bell, KUER News.
The proposed budget also dedicates more than $600 million towards public education. This includes literacy initiatives, research grants for universities, and a decent chunk to expand capacity at Utah's technical colleges.
We have a waiting list of students trying to get in, young and old, trying to get into our UTech institutions, our trade and technical institutions, and we want to make sure that we're educating the future workforce, giving them opportunities.
The full budget breakdown is available on the governor's website. Utah State's volleyball team will play in the first round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow. They'll take on Tennessee. It's the first ever matchup between the two schools, but it'll be the seventh time the Aggies have gone to the tournament, most recently in 2023. They'll enter the NCAA tournament with a 23-7 overall record. They earned an automatic bid. Utah State volleyball had a perfect conference season and won the Mountain West Tournament Championship on Saturday. You're listening to KUER News.